Tech of Sports, NASCAR Media Days. This week on the Tech of Sports, a pre-recorded show with some quotes and some audio bites from NASCAR Media Days in Charlotte. Modern Life Podcast Network mobile apps are a great way to receive our content on your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, all the other apps where you can hear your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows all preloaded. The Tech of Sports, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcast.com. And the Tech of Sports is a production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Make sure you check that out. NASCAR Media Days, the NASCAR Media Tour going on in Charlotte this week. Was lucky enough to be up there for a little bit. And I got some good audio bites this week. Some sound from the people in the know there at NASCAR. So the Daytona 500 about a month away. The NASCAR season ready to get into full swing. So some sound bites and quotes from the media tour. We're starting out with Brian France, the CEO of NASCAR, as he kind of takes a look at the 2016 season and the state of NASCAR and where we're going.
This is our first chance to talk about a little bit about what happened last year with our season, looking ahead to 2016. And I'll start by saying, without question, this was one of our most exciting seasons. Now, I usually say that because I usually mean it, but the statistics really back that up. When you see the attendance came, most of our tracks saw nice and sometimes sizable increases in the attention that was coming to the sport. You saw some of the best racing. Of course, we tried some new rules packages throughout the year, and I'll talk more about that in a moment, to give us even better racing facility. And then we got to the chase. And we had a lot of great things after the chase. And of course, the second year, and a lot of people thought that an elimination style format in motorsports wasn't possible. And it wouldn't work properly. And the reality is, it's not only possible, it is the most exciting form of motorsports. Rather, it's the way to crown a champion in the most exciting form of motorsports. And there's no question about that. Our fans have rallied around the format. Our drivers, our teams have done that. What you saw was in year two was a real understanding of what it takes to compete in each of the rounds, the strategies, and so on. And that makes the racing better because chances are taken, things are getting figured out, more teams are competitive, more surprises are happening. So we couldn't have felt better about leading up to the finale in Homestead, where we had a record audience, the best audience on television in a decade. And they watched four drivers battle it out as the case in the second year. We thought that you had to win the race to win the championship. That wasn't the case. And Kyle Busch made an amazing comeback for Toyota, for his team, for himself, and coming back from that injury to win the championship in dramatic form. So we had, by any definition, an exciting season. And what that does for us, it does this for every form of motorsports and sport, is it gives you momentum into the next year. That's how it works. And so we're going to be fortunate to ride. So things that worked well in the sport, particularly the racing and the level of competition on in 2016. We also, of course, welcome back NBC, first year of the 10-year agreement, and as they told us they would do, they raised the level of broadcast to our fans every week with new ways to cover the events, to announce the events. And we couldn't be more pleased to be their partner for 9 more years. And same with Fox. They started their first with a 10-year agreement as well. And of course, they'll bring into the booth, but this year will be Jeff Gordon. And he will put he'll be an incredible addition to their already talented booth. And while we'll miss Jeff on the track, sure, see him every weekend helping explain what's going on in racing to our fans on Fox, well, that'll be the next best thing to have a jet in sport. My sister's going to come up in a little bit as well, and she's going to talk about Daytona Rising and Daytona 500 and all those departments here. And when you go through it, I'm going to let her explain it a little bit better. It is an amazing accomplishment. I'm really proud of what the vision that they had, and I think what that will spur for the industry as more facilities look to do the variations of what Daytona has done. So we'll kick off the Daytona 500 in an amazing grand style. I'm looking forward to getting the Florida short.
And of course, NASCAR, there's always talk about safety, keeping the drivers, the crew, fans safe. And Brian France addresses that, kind of in talking about the safer barriers at the tracks and just how important safety is to NASCAR. NASCAR is always on the lookout for young drivers. It's kind of an important point in the history of NASCAR. We have some of the longtime drivers retiring, but a good crop of young drivers coming up, and Brian France talks about that.